You're now listening to a Flawless Noises Media Network production.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ratchet Ramblers podcast presented to you by Flawless Noises Media. I am one of your hosts. I am Jeremy. My AKA for today is Daylight Savings Time is Useless. And I'm joined by my friends and my co-hosts.
What's up, everybody? It's Candace, not so newlywed PC. I don't have any AKs today. I'm ready to get into some bullshit, but let me bring in our third and most favorite ratcheteer and legal counsel. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah, we here. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. We're not covering our usual lineup because most of it was dry. It was dry, but the American Medicine Reunion Part 1 was very much so a chef's kiss, considering the season did not give as much as they said it was going to. And I think that's because so much happened offline that it did Andy and these girls a favor throughout the season. So that's what we're talking about. We're also going to talk about Eugene and Cecil going on Carlos King's podcast, which is very weird to me considering all the nasty negative shit Simone had to say about Carlos King. And the whole time it seems like y'all could use him for some publicity and clout. I'm just saying. So that's where we at with it, and so we're gonna just hop right into it. So first of all, let me say I think all of the ladies looked really nice.
I like the theme.
I love the theme. Floral and Napa Valley. I like the theme. I like the way the ladies looked for the most part. I like the makeup. I think everybody's makeup looked really good. And
I think Quad looked really good too. Huh? I would say I think my favorite is probably Quad and Jackie.
Quad looked amazing. I think Jackie looked phenomenal as well. I didn't necessarily like Simone's dress, but Simone's hair and makeup was outstanding.
Yeah.
I thought Heavenly looked really nice as well. And Sweet Tea cleaned up really, really good to me. My least favorite look was Toya, and it wasn't her dress. It was her hair and her makeup. Every time she smiled, she looked like Dobby to me. Master Harry has given Dobby a sulk. But overall, the ladies were in theme. They look really nice. And we could start there. First things first, face to face, Sweet Tea cannot keep up with Heavenly, and she has got to stop trying. You may be able to get some shit off online because you and Heavenly are not in the same space and y'all are seeing the tweets and the social media stuff at different times. But in that same room, Heavenly was tearing Sweet Tea ass up. And you got to know your strengths and weaknesses. If you're going to gut check Heavenly, let it be with facts. Let it be with facts. Come with facts. I know that Sweet Tea is reading through these comments. I know she's in these hashtags. I know she's on Instagram and in these Facebook groups because she's always constantly responding and going live and on TikTok. Take some of those drags that we have given Heavenly. And I mean, we as a collective, this show, other podcasters, bloggers, and so, and use that to your advantage. But you are not good enough at reality TV and dragging to go toe to toe with Heavenly just yet.
That's what it felt like to me. It definitely felt like this was the moment where you're like, okay, this is her first like reality show, because she wasn't prepared. I was hoping and expecting like she would, you know, keep that same energy that she had online. She did not. She tried, but she didn't. Like, it wasn't the same. And again, you see the difference between a rookie and a vet.
Yeah,
you know. And again, as much as, you know, we collectively don't like Heavenly, she is a vet and it showed, because now I don't think she like dog walked her, but it definitely was a disadvantage.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, Phaedra was there. Phaedra.
Oh yeah, Phaedra.
That it could it totally just came to my mind because Phaedra gave nothing in the season. Phaedra gave nothing in the first part of this reunion. She tried to give a stale last drag regarding Quad, talking about who wants to attach themselves to the sinking Titanic or a sinking ship. And what
that
I'm
is,
gonna say
boy,
to
that is a lot of goddamn nerve. She let that come from her bulbous lips. That is a lot of goddamn nerve.
That is a lot of nerve and audacity for a woman who, mind you, I'm not gonna even, when I bring up Housewives, I just want to remind everybody that Quad and Heavenly let it be known that every time the girls try to ask Phaedra about the shit that happened on Atlanta with her, Candy, Todd, and Portia, she would have a meltdown, call the producers, and threaten to walk off the show.
If
she did, let her walk and then sue her ass for her contract. Because unless it's in her contract that they can't address that, that's how you do that. Oh, you want to leave set? That's fine. You won't get the rest of your check and you take us to court. Andy got enough lawsuits, they can add it to that.
Absolutely. The thing about Phaedra and that comment about who wants to attach themselves to a sinking ship, you are a 50-year-old ass woman allowing other women that you do not know to determine or dictate your friendships. That is very weird to me, considering your history of how you handle your friendships. You are not a good enough friend, compadre, amiga, or anything to make statements like that, because if anybody should have detached themselves from a sinking ship, it should have been Quad. Quad should not have championed you to be added to this cast and this friend group.
I remember when the season first started and Oil was getting ready to start in promotion and, you know, Phaedra was being introduced as a friend of Quad. I remember, and I still maintain that made me side eye Quad, because I'm like, ain't no way in hell you don't know that woman's history yet. This is who you choose to be friends with. So, you know, granted, I did side eye and I still side eye Quad, but like, yeah, like, and taking it a step further, let's even like, we don't even have to address like the stuff on Housewives or, you know, your history of being a terrible friend. Nigga, we could just focus on Phaedra. Nigga, since Housewives, what the fuck have you done? You've been on other reality TV shows and you flopped on those. You never came back to any of them that you was on.
Phaedra was really fucking phenomenal in that Traitor show. And I'm
just about lying.
Multiple clips of it. Yeah. She was really phenomenal in the show about lying. And she was a success on Real Housewives Ultimate Girl Trip. But again, it's another version of a show where you don't have to be your authentic self, where you don't have to be transparent. And even in Ultimate Girls Trip, she kind of defaulted to getting in the other ladies' business. On a show like Married to Medicine, where they have repeatedly taken Quad to task about transparency, sharing her real life, her real story, and the things going on, she was a flop. Her presence was not needed. And that's going to take me into the other part of this drag. But after I say this, the only reason I don't have anything to say about how Phaedra stabbed Quad in the back is because Quad made a statement about how everybody told her to be careful about Phaedra and how Phaedra was a snake and two-faced and a liar. And Quad's nearly exact words was, well, she had never done anything to me, so I continued to be her friend.
Famous last word.
Where have
you
we seen
got
that before?
To let the gift of discernment work through you. I'm not saying let people tell you who you can and can't be friends with, but pay attention to their actions, and Phaedra's actions have shown repeatedly she doesn't have a lick of loyalty to any fucking body. Not her friends. She didn't have a lick of loyalty to Apollo and anybody fucking else. Phaedra is about Phaedra. At best, maybe Phaedra is about her children, but she's likely raising her children to be selfish little assholes who will throw anybody under the bus to advance their own agenda. So even that is selfish in and of itself, because there are enough Black men like that in this world. There is nothing redeemable to me about Phaedra.
No. So, I mean, I said it last week. I do not understand why so many people go up for Phaedra. I really don't. She is not nearly the bad bitch that y'all think she is.
She's not.
Which is why it was so audacious that she said that shit. Again, then you don't have to like Quad to be a favorite Quad, but it's literally a case of like, I know that ain't who I think it is often.
Yeah. And so with that said, Quad, that's just the L you have to hold. I mean, I don't have anything to say about that.
Because the smoke signals was there.
Yeah, it was all the facts and the receipts was laid out for you to see. You didn't have to dig for them or search for them. And you proceeded and threw caution to the wind. And that was the result of that. Know who you can and cannot trust. Hey, end of story. Now, back to Phaedra. I want to call out Toya's rat face ass, because I remember after Quad and Dr. G divorced and the ladies and the husbands were going on a couples trip, Toya saying, why is Quad even coming? She's not even married to medicine anymore.
Yeah, I feel like we all remember mm-hmm. that, because that,
yeah.
One, it was, I don't want to say the beginning, but like, because the sign was already there, but that right there cemented like the opinion that I feel like a lot of people have about Toya, is that being a wife is her identity. Like being married to a doctor is her identity.
And I want to unpack that later when we talk about Eugene and that podcast with Carlos King, but I got some strong mm-hmm. thoughts on why they as a couple truly dislike Quad. And it's going to shift the wigs a little bit, but I apologize in advance. But you spent all season long kissing Phaedra's ass, and she's not married to medicine. She's not even dating medicine. It is rumored that Phaedra lied about even dealing with a doctor to make her more palatable for this show. But that doctor she was supposedly dating never really existed. Nobody has seen a picture of him. Nobody has ever met him. Nobody has an actual name that you can trace. It's like a generic name, some shit like David Henry. If you Google David Henry, how many of them will pop up?
Not Phaedra pulling a Manti Te'o.
Yeah, absolutely. It is rumored that this guy that she was supposedly dating that was a doctor never existed. And so to see Toya spend all season long kissing Phaedra's ass and even letting Phaedra chin check her, and she shut the fuck up when Phaedra told her, well, that's how you do things in your household, but this my household. And Toya shut right the fuck on up. This was never about Quad being married to medicine. This is something far deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because none of y'all had a problem with Feifei, old sneaky, nasty, lying Feifei, who accused a woman and her husband of potentially being rapists, being around y'all's husbands on a couple's trip. And she wasn't no couple.
While your husband listens to or went on the podcast of the man who was part of production that Phaedra even got that rumor and took that woman rumor to task with.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Yep. I did.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Pepper's Farm remembers,
because like that's why like whenever our loving friend John goes on rants about Carlos King, like we watch his shows, but the North never forgets. I ain't forgot, because you was part of, because like Phaedra is stupid and she deserves to be held accountable. Deserve to be held accountable for going with that shit, but she got that from production.
Yeah.
Or well, a certain part of production that wanted to drum up the drama. So.
Which ultimately led to Carlos King parting ways with Bravo.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The North remembers.
And the production.
And company. Quiet as kept, I think he's been trying to get that old thing back ever since.
He is absolutely trying to get that old thing back, and Andy pays him dust.
Yeah.
Andy has never mentioned Nan's single Carlos King show.
Which?
Or why?
Exactly. And here's the thing, we could be honest about it. Carlos King has enough of a following, especially on the heels of having successful reality TV shows at this point with the Love and Marriage franchise, to which Detroit might be the weakest link, but even Detroit had a good messy breakout season.
Yeah. Like I don't think the seasons following have been as good. But that first season definitely more. That's how you come in the door.
Yeah, and so he's never shown any level of support or respect to anything related to Carlos King and Raindrop Media, but you can't keep Bravo off your lips. You are giving Andy and Bravo free publicity and promotion.
Yeah, he definitely
a fan. You talk about Bravo shows more than you talk about your own shows, and there's a lot of shit brewing under Carlos King and his shows right now across multiple shows, which I'm going to dig into just briefly because I pay attention to the tweets. I follow Ashley from DC. I follow Winter as well. And we'll get there. And so that's just what I want to say. Like, it's not about Quad, you know, playing into a rumor about Toya and Eugene having people's homes set up to be robbed, because we know that shit is a fucking lie, but it just sounded good. And we all knew that Quad was being petty and nasty, you know, in return to all of the pettiness and nastiness Toya has thrown her way over the goddamn years.
Yeah, it was one for one. I mean, it was a nasty look because, you know, it was a black woman going with a rumor from another black to another black household, you know, from somebody non-black. It was a bad look, absolutely. But it was just returning petty.
It was. I want to get, we might as well just go ahead and get into this Jackie, Simone, Quad shit. I want to say this. Jackie and these bitches have been mad at everybody but Jackie and those nasty ass words she spewed on Heavenly's YouTube channel. Y'all have tried to blame and gaslight everybody. The fucking audacity for, and I guarantee you, Toya had the heaviest hand in trying to make it appear that Quad would have anything to do with that video resurfacing of Dr. Jackie and Heavenly. Whole time, Buffy been on a world fucking tour reposting that goddamn video. It took Quad's publicist coming out after the reunion aired saying, hey, production did their due diligence. They tracked down who resurfaced that video, who has been pushing that video and that clip everywhere. It was a former cast member, and I can all but guarantee you that former cast member was Buffy, because that is how I first saw the clip on the Clock app. Buffy reposted the clip.
Yep. Like, I know I said it last week, and it was just watching the reunion. I'm just sitting here let's take Buffy out of it. Let's take Quad out of it. You know how that shit doesn't get resurfaced in the first place? If Jackie doesn't have those terrible opinions and said that shit.
Like, thank you. Let's get to the beginning. They've been starting at the middle, and we need to start at the beginning.
Like,
why did you say it in the first place?
Like, and Jackie, you should know better. You older as fuck than everybody. Like, did your mom ever teach you, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all? We don't even get here, and this ain't even a conversation, if you don't have those nasty opinions about black women and their health in the first place. That's how we don't get here. You don't say that shit.
Yeah.
And y'all don't have nothing for Heavenly, who could have taken the video down.
Also that.
Yeah.
And especially in the case of Heavenly, because ain't that supposed to be your friend? Why would you want to leave up one of your friend's, frankly, most awful moments and disparaging comments? Why would you leave that up?
Oh, she already said it. She said she made too much money off the video. We don't even have to try to guess. We don't need tarot cards for this. She said it.
Yeah.
So the way all, especially, and it pisses me off because this is the accountability crew. But now,
it's the accountability crew.
But now, when it's time to be accountable,
everybody quiet.
Do you know the twister amount of twisting yourself on a board you have to do to make Jackie the victim and Quad the villain?
And according to Heaven, Jackie did apologize at the reunion, but they edited it out, and I don't necessarily believe that.
Absolutely.
I don't believe that.
Like, this,
because she could have specifically requested of Andy that the apology be a part of the reunion, if nothing else.
Yeah,
Or
she
did
had.
she apologize and apology made her look worse and they did her a favor
Yeah.
and edited it out?
I think,
Yeah.
if
It might be
anything,
that.
I think that is what happened.
Because again, this is the same person. Now, granted, Buffy petty as hell for bringing this back up. I mean, but
No, you
again,
talked about my womb. It's from here to the
true.
tomb, baby. And
That's valid. That's valid.
not even being funny, I don't think Buffy is petty for it. I do think it went under the radar, and I do think as a woman who's now working with the Vice President of the United States on Black women's maternal mortality rates and things like that, shit like that needs to be checked, and your
Yeah,
feet
it
need to
does.
be
Yeah.
held to the fire because you could be exercising, subconscious bias against your Black patients, and you don't think you are, but you really are. So
Yeah.
yeah, it absolutely should have, could have, and would have been a learning moment if it was anybody other than Jackie.
Yeah. Just to your point, Adrian, what I was gonna say is I think you're right in the sense that she might have apologized, but it would have been it probably would have made her a little worse because in the same vein, this is the same motherfucker who it took what like five episodes for her to apologize to Buffy, and even then it was a terrible apology.
Absolutely. It took her how much dragging for her to apologize through social media, and even the apology was disingenuous. And this is the part that really pissed me off about the reunion. We drag Heavenly a lot, and rightfully so. Heavenly was the one that called up Quad and said, "The girls in the group are saying that you are the reason this video resurfaced." So yeah, shout out to Heavenly for that. Because I believe that Simone, Jackie, and Toya never would have reached out to Quad to say anything. They would have just continued their "we hate Quad" train and went on about their day. Quad said, "Well, I would never. I have no reason to. Let me call Jackie and talk to her." And then this is where now I got to snatch my petal back from Heavenly. Telling her, "Oh, well, right now is not the right time to call her and talk about it," then you shouldn't have brought it to her. Because what you're telling me is you more than likely went back to the girl, said, "Hey, I told Quad that, it's been speculated that we think she resurfaced the video. Jackie still doesn't hear from Quad. How does that look? What are the optics of that?" People are telling you that you have played a part. Petty or justified or unjustified, depending on which side of the coin you're on, and but you don't call and have a conversation with me. Yeah, it makes it look like you had a hand in it because you know what the consensus is amongst us, but you're staying quiet or you're not reaching out. And the other part is expecting Quad to reach out to a bunch of bitches who went out their way to try and ice her out behind her back after they invited her on a trip. When she could have not been invited in the first fucking place. Why do I got to reach out to you bitches? Y'all was talking
Adrian.
about y'all need some space to figure shit out. When a motherfucker say they need space, that mean what? Leave them the fuck alone.
What?
Like, it's just very interesting that they have all of these expectations of Quad and they don't meet any of these same boxes that they're requiring her to check.
Yeah, and
Same as, go ahead, Jeremy.
that's always been my biggest issue, and I've said this on the show repeatedly, and I continue to say it. Again, you don't have to like Quad. Like nothing. First of all, baseline, none of these women are good people. None of them. So we can start and
And I
end there,
wouldn't even say
right?
that they're bad people, but all of these women are catty and dramatic and messy.
Right. Exactly. So that like, and that's always been my point about Quad. It's like she's no better than any of the rest of the girls. She's messy, she's dramatic, she's catty, all of them are. But I do not for the life of me understand this like vitriol they have and like this like we must exile and ice her out and she's not a great friend and she lacks accountability. None of you bitches do. Not literally none of you do. And again, to me, and this is why I will always have a bit more smoke for them as a collective than I do Quad on this, you motherfuckers. Husband and wife, y'all literally chose a side and still chose to remain friends with a motherfucker who was abusing Quad. I cannot and
Not
will not ever let
only
that shit
that,
go.
you bitches have championed for this abusive ass ex-husband of hers and his now wife to be brought into the fold so that you could drum up ratings and for a check. These right. women have no desire to be friends with or actually get to know Sweet Tea.
As evidenced by the reunion. Oh, hell, even the season.
It was done for a storyline. It was done for ratings. Nothing more, nothing less. Jackie don't tell. Like her. You could tell Simone don't really care for her. Heavenly for sure don't like her. Phaedra don't care one way or the fucking other. It is just, they don't like her. They don't like Quad. They don't want Quad around, but they want Quad to beg to come around and be liked by them. And to that, I say, you hoes got life fucked up. You got everything fucked up. Absolutely
yeah, fucking up. Like, imagine a motherfucker in their 60s being like, you must kiss the ring to be in my presence. But I'm a grown titty ass woman just like you. What the fuck do you mean?
And now on social, and I've been checking social media. While most of them got me blocked, I do could just look on the Ratchet Ramblers page. I just go to their pages from the Ratchet Ramblers page. Not man, one of those petty, petulant, goofy ass old bitches have apologized to Quad publicly for trying to defame her and accuse her of trying to ruin Jackie's career, which Jackie ruined herself the moment those words left her mouth on that goddamn YouTube video.
And can we be honest? Jackie's career is not...
It's not ruined. Those rich
they ain't shuttering women, up bougie OBGYN Inc. They're not shuttering it.
That's what I was going to say. Those uppity, wealthy, bougie, I don't need a healthcare provider. I could pay for my healthcare out of pocket ass women and their husbands are going to continue to utilize Dr. Jackie for nothing more other than prestige. Her career is
prestige, not and they also hold the same attitudes between that she has about certain blacks. So yeah. It don't bother them.
It's never is she hadn't Kamala hasn't severed any ties with Dr. Jackie in this initiative. Her career is not ruined. Okay. Yeah. So again, none of them have publicly apologized to Quad. And it says a lot, which speaking of,
segue, Joe.
When they started to talk about Simone and Quad's relationship and bring up what Quad said on Carlos King's podcast about how she sat down and had dinner with Simone and was like, what happened to us? We were close. We were good. And Simone said, well, being close to you would disrupt my friendship with Toya. And I don't want to piss Toya off. First things first, Simone saying out of her mouth when Quad's niece passed tragically, she reached out. I stopped right there and I said, that tells me all I need to know about how these women feel about Quad. It should have been all of us reached out, all of us checked in on Quad, all of us went by Quad's house, all of us invited Quad to dinner. All Quad and her family. The fact that Simone, between Jackie, Toya, and Simone and their husbands, was the only one to check in on Quad says a lot about how nasty you bitches are. And it says a lot about, again, the unrealistic and unreciprocated expectations y'all have of Quad. Let's break it down. And trigger warning, if you are dealing with loss, this would be a time to skip about a minute, two, or three, or cut it off and come back when you're in a better headspace. Quad lost her brother in 2020 during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Quad lost her aunt days apart in 2023 from when she lost her three-year-old niece tragically. Y'all having a problem with her not calling in, checking in, showing up? How? How would you expect that from somebody who has suffered three losses basically back to back? It is a wonder that Quad is able to get out the bed and function, let alone, I'm surprised Quad still lives in her home. I'm surprised she has not tried to sell that home. It is a testament to her strength. It is a testament to faith. It is a testament to healing that we are getting to see the version of Quad that we still see, because that is a lot of heavy loss on one person, one family, so close together. And y'all are pissy that she's not calling y'all? That she's not checking on y'all? that she's not returning calls like she normally does? Are y'all y'all are fucking dumb. I'm not gonna even phrase it as a question. I'm gonna make a statement. You old bitches are fucking dumb, self-centered, and selfish. Because I can tell you right now, if at this network, we still think about Curtis every fucking day. That was an unexpected loss that hurts us every day. We do so much here in his memory. So the fact that you think that somebody could lose three people like that back to back, and you crying about them calling you? Bitch, you bitches can rot, for real.
Because not only did she lose her brother, she then was like stepping in as a surrogate parent to her nephew.
The nephew and her mom then moved in with her and she raises her nephew.
So you bitches are, but y'all mad at her because she didn't reach out to Jackie about some shit that Jackie said. Okay.
Simone, if Quad would have took her shoes and her earrings off and commenced to beating your motherfucking ass on that stage, it wouldn't have been enough. You would have deserved more. There was absolutely no reason to bring up her niece's passing the way that you did after Quad asked to stop multiple times. Andy, the fact that you did not, we've seen you scream at motherfuckers on this show, on these reunions when they won't shut the fuck up. The fact that you did not say, Simone, stop now. The fact that Jackie didn't say, Simone, no. Y'all sat there and watched Simone be so nasty, lack so much sympathy and empathy that this woman had a full-blown breakdown when you could have made your point without doing that. And then to see, I've seen comments where everybody who tagged Simone or mentioned Simone and how she did that, she's blocking people like the coward that she fucking is.
Accountability crew.
That you beat me to it, Adrian. I was just about to say.
She's blocking people on social media for calling her to task. You still have not issued a public apology to Quad for that. In my opinion, much like Mariah said in her sit down with Carlos King, Simone is the real villain of that show. I know we stick it to Heavenly and her antics, but like Mariah said, Simone is who production gets to do a lot of their dirty work. She basically said Simone will sell her fucking soul for a check on that show, and it shows.
Yeah, because that was just again, this is the so-called accountability crew. What was their accountability for that? Like, they are just she's a nasty spirit.
Yep, which is why I don't feel bad for all the lashings that she take. Which is why I don't feel bad when I drag her for filth. Because she could have said, when Quad was going through something extremely sensitive and painful for her and her family, I checked in on her. She could have left it at that.
When Quad had a family tragedy, I checked in on her even quicker.
Yep.
Nothing more left, nothing less, in and out. Boom, there you go.
Because I've never seen Quad throwing around, searching the streets of Memphis for your daddy.
Look, talk about it.
Yeah.
And I know there are, I ain't gonna do that. Rest in peace to that man.
Yep.
Nah, fuck it. Because this seems like the circumstance of her dad being missing and everything. I don't think they out and out said it, but it seemed like being left unsaid was maybe some sort of addiction issue.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that would have been painful for her, for Quad to bring that up like that. But okay. Quad's just a better person. Because yeah. I've never heard her throw that in Simone's face. And if you would have did what she did regarding her niece to me, I would have went there. I would have went nuclear. Them bitches definitely wouldn't have wanted me back on the show.
No. No, they would have been signing an online petition to get me off the way. I would have called her daddy all type of dick sucking crackheads, Mr. Glass Dick. They would never speak to me again. There would be no returning, and there wouldn't need to be. That was a child. The world knows what happened. It was reported on. And the fact that you didn't call your the other ladies in this friend circle to task about, and their spouses, because everybody here is a parent, minus Jackie and Curtis, and I'm sure they're aunts and uncles. And if I'm not mistaken, Curtis has children from a previous situation.
He does.
Yeah.
So Jackie is a stepmama, which while we're talking about transparency and accountability, I think it's mighty weird that we've never seen her in that role. I think it's very, very strange. Mm. And it begs to question the relationship between Curtis and his child or children and the relationship with Jackie that we've never seen her in a motherly role when she aren't has children.
Aren't all his kids like grown and have been for at least most of the marriage to Jackie, if not all of it?
So are they, people don't, does he have grandkids, I wonder?
They don't fuck with Jackie.
It's a reason.
They don't fuck with that. Can you?
Because you know who grown ass kids be around? Heavenly. Heavenly got grown ass kids.
True.
She be around. They be, her and Damon still be keeping up with them goddamn kids. I think True. It speaks a lot that we have never seen them in that capacity. And if the kids are super, super grown, there could potentially be some grandkids. And we've never seen them and seen her in that capacity either.
I mean, well, she barely got time to be with Curtis. How was she gonna have grandmother time?
I would be the same way if I was married to a motherfucker that ugly with that mole. I would make time not to have to fuck him either.
Well, they just divorced.
I would sign up for everything.
He gonna be back in Hilton here.
That's so. Where for a bitch like me, that's where he need to be. Take him and that mole off my hands. Give him your good pussy so I don't have to.
But that is a good point that we've never seen. If there are grandkids, I don't think we've ever seen her in a scene, even with his grown kids. We've never seen never. Her.
They
like,
don't even
interacting
mention
with
them.
That.
They've never been mentioned.
They probably don't like her.
They for sure can't stand her. I'm for sure they can't stand her because Wood don't count. I'm an only child, and so I'm attached to my mama by the hip. So I know that that doesn't count. But there are plenty grown ass people who have decent to good relationships with their parents and they keep in touch with them. So it's just very interesting to me. But speaking of interesting, Cecil and Eugene sat down with Carlos King, and I don't know. Have y'all ever seen what Tammy looks like? The best friend
that saw
almost
her.
Tore his
I feel like we saw her,
well,
but
I got a
she
treat
didn't
for y'all.
Stand out.
I know I got a treat for y'all.
I knew it.
Check the group chat. That's the Tammy that almost ruined Cecil and Simone's marriage. Now I just, you know. That's the Tammy.
That wasn't what I was expecting. I had a completely different vision of this lady in my head, and I have no idea where I got it.
You had a vision of somebody attractive, not a bitch stewy version of Anita Baker.
So I had to go get my phone from the other room, and I have come back, and what I will say is that woman looks like she makes nice school lunch, and that's all I will say on that.
That bitch can whip a sweet potato pie, but if you think for one second that this would be the bitch that would be able to ruin my motherfucking marriage, there's something deeper between Simone and Cecil that almost fucked their marriage up, and it had nothing to do with Tammy. And if it had something to do with Tammy, it was because Tammy was telling Cecil he need to leave her loudmouth, rancid, mean, bitter, nasty ass. But it's certain, and then this motherfucker on here talking about Tammy attractive. Which Tammy?
She's not unattractive. She's just not what I expected. I will say that.
She looked like a bus driver. She looked like a bus driver that keep yelling at the kids, y'all better sit down before I pull this bus over.
And in a few of these pictures, she don't look like...
I'm going to be honest. She looks like Cecil's older sister or some shit. She looks like an older cousin. I'm looking at a picture of her next to Simone. And whatever was going on, it was something certainly deeper than we got. Because this woman should have never been a concern. And before y'all go, oh, that's vain, that's shallow. Yeah, Simone shits on this woman physically. So this was about something else. She was never worried about Cecil fucking this lady. There were some deeper problems in Cecil and Simone's marriage that Tammy was very much privy to.
Yeah, there was some pillow talk going on.
There was some pillow talking going on.
There was some pillow talk going on, but I don't think it was the literal pillow.
They wasn't laying in the sack pillow talking. Tammy knew too much about how awful Simone is.
Yeah.
That's what this was about. There's some skeletons in that Whitmore closet that Tammy was privy to, and she was probably starting to throw her weight around. Now, I do want to say, no, I don't. They gave Mariah her flowers, and they should, because y'all wives have been able to leave y'all the fuck alone because Mariah's genius created this show. Now, Eugene had a lot to say about Quad and how he just don't like her. She's not one of his favorite people. She's called him sassy and Eugenia for speaking up for his family. And I want to say that I believe Toya and Eugene's issue with Quad is that Eugene is attracted to Quad, and not just physically. He is attracted to everything that Quad is, which is why we slowly but surely see Toya morphing into a mini Quad. When this show first started, Toya prided herself, much like we said, on being the quintessential housewife to a prestigious doctor. Slowly but surely, she has started morphing into a Quad, all these business ventures, and she's more than just a stay-at-home wife and mom. She's labeled down. She's dressing similar to Quad now that she's got a little more money. Eugene is bragging about how Toya makes more money than him. And it's that is not the same Toya and Eugene from those first 3 to 4 seasons. Toya's whole personality was about being a doctor's wife, as Jeremy said. And I believe at some point, Eugene and Toya had it out. Quad's name somehow came up, and he said, you should be more like her. Because for the longest time before this show, and when they were in tax debt, had Eugene left Toya, Toya wouldn't have had shit but that show. And that is before they were probably making the money that they're making now.
Why do I feel like there was like a sexual question posed with Eugene and Toya, and the answer was Quad? And it would have been in among the earlier seasons.
I think so too, if I remember that. When they were asking, like, which one of the ladies, like, who amongst us, who would y'all mess with? And I think they asked the wife, they asked the women about which ladies' husbands they would sleep with, and they asked the husband which other cast lady they would mess with.
I want to say that was... I think that was when they took a trip, and I think Heavenly hosted like a marriage sex thing. They was on one of the beaches.
Yes.
I think that, I think that's what you're referring to, because I think I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and try to find it. But that's why you don't be asking no questions like that.
But I certainly believe Toya's biggest issue with Quad is not that Quad is not married to medicine. It's not that Quad left Greg. It's that she knows that Eugene is attracted to Quad, and it's not just the physical. Eugene is attracted to the fact that Quad doesn't need a husband that's a doctor to stand on her own 2 feet. And Toya and Quad have had many conversations, according to Quad, and Toya has not disputed it, where she would come to Quad asking for ideas on how to start her own businesses and have an identity outside of being Dr. Eugene's wife. I believe that is what this is about. And the whole thing with Quad saying Toya was cheating on Eugene, I'm just trying to figure out how that's any different than Toya running with rumors from Simone about Quad sleeping with a married man. People talking about, well, maybe it's because Toya is a married woman. Okay, it don't matter the situation. Sleeping with somebody, cheating while you're married is wrong, and sleeping with somebody that's married that's not your spouse is wrong. Again, Eugene has a lot to say, in my opinion, when he has been there front and center watching his wife be very nasty to Quad. So all this, she has spoken about our family, and I'm going to speak up, and I'm going to take up for my family. Well, where's the conversations with your wife about telling her to shut the fuck up and stay out of people's business? Because typically when you point one finger, two pointing back at you.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong, friend.
Yeah. Like that's where I'm like, and I think I've said that on this show multiple times, like Eugene be having a lot of nerve, because it's like, he almost be there, right? Because we've seen like conversations just on the show where he's like, Toya, you wilding. But he never puts his foot down about it. And putting your foot down doesn't mean you have to be cussing your wife out and calling her out of her name or whatever. But it's like you as a partner, when your spouse or your partner is like being nasty and you don't take the obligation to be like, hey, let's stop. This is not cool. This is not okay, whatever. Like, I'm sorry, but like, it's only so much I can give you for quote unquote standing up for your partner when outside people do it, because you don't damn do it. Like, just because that's your partner, that don't mean you could just be like, oh, well, I mean, they wild, but I mean, that's my spouse. What am I gonna say? No, have enough balls to have a conversation with your partner. Like, hey, you are wilding right now. This is not cool. This is not okay. I need you to stop.
And nobody's expecting Eugene to do these things in front of the camera or in front of the couples or the girls. But at some point, when those cameras leave your house, there should be a time for accountability where you say, Toya, the shit you're saying and doing is messy and it's going to lead to more drama.
Yeah.
And you're wrong. You went to that lady's house calling it a bullshit ass apartment. Toya, you was wrong. Because you hated how I felt when people were picking at us when we were in tax trouble and homes going into foreclosure.
Exactly. That's all it takes.
Y'all are these supposed prestigious doctors and have these prestigious careers, and yet y'all have not grasped that y'all partners are a reflection of y'all. And the way that they carry on these shows, even for a check, don't be switching up. Toya could say anything out her mouth, but oh, you got to defend your family's honor when somebody clapped back. No. Either you gonna let your wife be messy as fuck and stand down when people return fire, or you're going to check her and tell her she can be an integral part of this show and bring something to this show without doing some of the shit we've seen her do. Like disclose to women without consent another woman's child's paternity. Or accuse another woman of lying about her dad being sick and then lost in the airport. Go ahead, friend.
Because much like we said with Jackie, you know how you don't have to be defending your wife and defending the honor of your family and stuff if your wife would not do the shit that she do?
Hello.
Again, like Adrian was saying earlier, y'all want to start at the middle and the end, but don't want to start at the beginning.
Yeah. You want to talk about the punch, but you don't never want to talk about the slap that led to the punch.
Hello?
Mm-mm. They don't, not ever.
But again, this is the accountability crew.
I will say that this was a great reunion considering the season did not give very much. And again, Andy should be thanking his lucky stars that so much happened outside of filming that made this reunion interesting.
Hell, I want to say this is the first time we done recorded and damn near the entire episode been about the reunion and supplementary material.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever done that. Even when with other reunions where it was good.
The last reunion was Phaedragate.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, I brought up Carlos King and something that's going on amongst the Love and Marriage Huntsville and Love and Marriage DC cast. So Carlos King is basically on a live show tour, and initially the live shows were supposed to consist of him and Mel. He was going to be hosting and she was going to be his co-host. Something has happened that Mel is no longer on this tour with Carlos. And
don't Mel got her own network now?
She does. Okay. She does. To which...
Where do you find it at?
I can't remember the name of it. I'll have to look it up and send it to you. But
Melometers might will probably give it to you.
If Mel is smart, Mel goes and builds a show around Lanithia Leaks. She goes and does what Carlos King was supposed to do, because there's a lot of interesting things going on in Nene's life. If Mel is smart, you get with Nene, you turn her into the anchor of that network, and you create a phenomenal show. You find a supporting ensemble cast, and you shoot that fucking network to the top.
So you can leave Love and Marriage Huntsville.
It's also very interesting because the Love and Marriage DC crew, i.e. Winter and Ashley, have been throwing a lot of shade at Carlos. And I've noticed that initially when Love and Marriage DC kicked back up, they were supposed to do a recap with Carlos King, but he hasn't really been showing up for those recaps. But he's front and center to do recaps with Heavenly weekly. And I mean, there's been a lot of shade coming from Winter and Ashley regarding Carlos King and the editing and things like that. But I have to say that, again, y'all signed up to work with somebody who was part of a production team that orchestrated a rapist storyline against a woman and her husband. Yep. You cannot have very high expectations, because Carlos King is willing to do almost anything to try and emulate the success of Housewives and Bravo reality TV shows.
Yeah. It also just feels like Carlos, he, like, when it comes to Huntsville, he's on his P's and Q's for the most part. For the most part. Almost because he, I don't want to say he's afraid of the cast, but he know that the cast, and specifically Mel, will be on his head top. With the other franchises, he kind of just is like, whatever. I guess because he don't feel that, like, level of accountability from them yet. But it just seems like he treats them, which, I mean, I kind of get, like, Huntsville is the flagship, but it's like, his other properties, he just don't give a fuck.
Yep. Yeah, he doesn't care. But, and the other thing is that he certainly has been very, very hush-hush about a lot of this stuff going on with Mel and Martell and Arion, because it's been rumored that Arion and Martell had gotten into another physical altercation. Mm-hmm. Which again begs the point of, Mel said that this man was more than just verbally abusive, that he was physically abusive, and everybody tried to paint her as some type of liar. There's a lot going on, but he's never front and center to address any of it. I'm also very curious to see if Mel will return to Huntsville this season.
I hope not.
I really hope she pours into her network and really getting it off the ground.
Agreed. I just feel like this.
So is it like an app?
I think it's an app at this moment, like a streaming app. I don't think it's
it ain't gonna happen.
I don't think it's exclusive to like cable TV yet.
No, I don't like no apps. I got too many apps. I got too many apps.
True.
But blessings to her. I know the millimeters are gold and downloaded and everything, but Mama got too many apps already. So if it's something good on her network, we'll see a clip come across the internet. So
true.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Even to this day, I'm still in awe that y'all told me that her fans are named that. That shit still blows.
And they be on your neck.
Yeah, millimeters. They don't play.
Jesus Christ.
Go in that Love and Marriage Huntsville straight no chaser group and say one negative thing and watch what happens.
Y'all they don't play about y'all. Her. Y'all are people's aunties. What is y'all doing?
That's for sure. The primary fan base, older women. For sure.
You know what I've been watching that I'm slightly ashamed of, but not ashamed of at all? That Wild versus Baddies.
Oh my God. I've seen some clips. And let me just say, I just want to say this before we go. Y'all be putting 10 on 2 when it comes to Jocelyn, and that bitch is a coward and a punk. Every time somebody try to fight Jocelyn, if she can't jump them or sneak them, she hide behind her security every fucking time.
True.
Jocelyn do not got the hands and feet that people think she do.
In the same vein that...
Because Natalie was really trying to go one head up with Jocelyn, and Jocelyn was standing right behind her security.
In the same vein that people give Phaedra too much for one moment, people also give Jocelyn way too much for one moment.
They do.
One coked out moment, too.
Say that again, Adrian.
I said one coked out moment. Yeah. That was a coke monster that had her coming
and not
through
only
fighting
that,
everybody.
They give Jocelyn a lot when she was only really bullying Mimi.
Yeah.
Mimi went and made a goddamn sex tape with a motherfucker that looked like a golfer. She's not hard to bully.
Right. It's like, that'd be my thing. It's like, y'all be giving like roses to people who got hands or mouth or whatever when they only bully people that they know. That's the thing with bullies. Most of the time, bullies only bully people they know can't fight back or won't fight back.
Well, it's working, because when the fight broke out on stage, Jocelyn's girls were trying to get to Natalie, but Natalie's girls were walking right past Jocelyn and not squaring up, not saying nothing, not trying to fight her or nothing. So whatever myth Jocelyn had, it definitely carried, because nobody even came near her. And she was free out in the open because security was trying to break up other fights. So
nasty bit.
Very nasty. But messy nonetheless.
True.
I love it because it just it's
And
like
they said
wilding
Natalie
out.
was fucking one of the niggas that was on Bad Boys.
Curtis, the light, the little light skin.
I thought he was, never mind.
Yeah, she, yeah, he was
he wasn't
fucking
bisexual or something.
I don't remember that. I
Okay.
don't think, not that he stated on the show. Now, what people do, not that was stated on the show. That's as far as I'll go. Not that was stated on the show. But yeah, she was messing with him. And then made herself look bad because she, like, I guess he was trying to extort her for like $10,000. And she went down all the list of the shit that she was paying, that she paid for him and for his family. And I'm like,
Oh, so
Natalie a
you a sugar
trick.
mama. I fuck her
Natalie a
long chin
trick.
ass
Yeah.
too.
Yeah, she a trick. She a trick, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Got an OnlyFans. Did not know about the OnlyFans.
Not only
But
Natalie's.
yeah, she got OnlyFans apparently with her and some girl from Baddies on there engaging in the sexual activity.
More engaged in the sexual.
Yeah. Well,
Adrian, you said that just like
I
somebody's mama.
mean they were engaged in sexual activity.
Engaging in the fornication.
Adultery, because that woman married. If we
Yeah, she
gonna
married.
really keep it a buck,
Yeah,
adultery.
she married.
And I don't know. I don't know. Because people can have whatever agreements and arrangements they want in their marriage, but Natalie be making that dude look bad.
Yeah.
She fucking the help? Ooh.
A helping hand, if you will.
Now when it was the rumors that she was with Zeus Diddy, okay, I get that, but just the regular help that you paying his paycheck, ain't that sexual harassment? Well, I guess he ain't on no shows no more.
It's
I don't know.
mostly a waste of time and money, honestly.
It's gonna be a surviving Zeus documentary in about
Surviving
5 years.
Zeus. For sure. Well, with that said, y'all, we'll be back next week. Hopefully we can survive the rest of this reunion. Sweet Tea and Quad supposed to get into it, and Sweet Tea just yelling at the top of her lungs, acting inadequate and insecure. This, I'll be honest, and Heavenly said everybody was offered a contract renewal. But this not the show for Sweet Tea. She don't have thick enough skin for it. So, but I believe her and Dr. G need the check because she's still living in a house that Quad picked out and decorated. So, I would be insecure too if the ghost of my husband's ex-wife was constantly around me because my husband is so cheap. He hadn't made a single fucking renovation to make me comfortable in this house. It's still the same pink fucking colors that his ex-wife picked out that I'm putting all this IKEA furniture on. But anyways, we're out. We'll see y'all back here next week. Don't be a fucking idiot. Be cool.
Drink some water.
Drink some water. Put some
Mind
chapstick
your
on.
business.
Mind your business. With that, we out. Bye, y'all.
Bye.